Henry Strube has been part of Nushagat Cooperative's board of directors in Dillingham for 35 years. He first decided to volunteer for the board because he wanted to find a way to serve his community.
So I felt like I needed to volunteer for something. I was too old for the draft, and I was right in the middle, so I didn't have to go for any other military service. I just always felt a feeling to kind of do something for my community.
When Strube found out earlier this month that he'd won the Alaska Power Association's highest award, he was ecstatic.
I was totally surprised. I wasn't able to get online properly, and I was doing it from the co-op boardroom. And it was the last award of the award portion of the meeting. And in came two of the ladies from Nushagak with an award for me. I totally surprised and delighted, though. And also, he brought me a six-pack of beer.
The Mason Lazelle Achievement Award recognizes the recipient's leadership and their work supporting and improving electric utilities. Strube is only the second person from Dillingham to have ever received it. Strube has served on several board positions since joining Nushagak's board in 1985. He used to serve on the APA Board of Directors. Now he's the chair of the Alaska Committee for the Advancement of Rural Electrification, a nonpartisan political action committee that backs political candidates who support electric cooperatives. Michael Revito is the deputy director of the APA. He praised Strube's work with the Rural Electrification Committee.
And Henry has really been a force at being engaged with that and, you know, keeping that active, bringing in donations so that we can support candidates that support electric consumers. And yeah, he's been real great on that effort.
Strube now serves on the board of directors for the APA Insurance Exchange and is vice president of the Nushagak Cooperative Board of Directors here in Dillingham. Board President Pete Andrews has served with Strube for nearly two decades.
His leadership and calmness always is ratifying what the members need for service. You know, he does a really good job taking care of membership needs. The success of Nushagak Cooperative is very much a result of all of Henry's good hard work.
Bob Himshoot is the CEO of Nushagak Cooperative. He says he appreciates Strube's consistency and dedication.
Henry's always there every month. He's always prepared. And that, you know, that's a lot of volunteer time over 35 years. He's an absolute asset, substantiated by the fact that he's been reelected like 13 different times.
Strube says he's grateful for the opportunities he's had to volunteer for the APA and for Nushagak Cooperative, and he's excited to continue working for them.
I'm really rewarded by what I see when I go around and see the system here. And I'd like to tell members that belongs to them. This whole system, this is a member-owned, not-for-profit cooperative.
In Dillingham, I'm Brian Venois.